Bless you, Esther. This is what I want you to begin to do. For your mother's house, what I want you to do for your mother's house is you will get a picture of her. And you will take the picture and you will lay it somewhere you can keep it, a desk, wherever. And you'll get 2 bottles of grape juice. And what you will do is you will pray over the grape juice and say, I turn this to the blood of Jesus. I turn this to the blood of Jesus. As you do that, then you will pour the blood on her. It will be like the blood of Jesus. For the Bible says, without the blood, we have no redemption. So you take the blood and you will pour it on the picture and say, by the blood of Jesus, I protect her life. I preserve her life. I save her life by the blood of Jesus. You will do that once a week until the year ends. Pertaining to your marriage, what you would do is you will find something white dress, whatever, something white, and you wear it on a Sunday and the day you were born. And then you would, that night, those 2 nights, you would take the grape juice, like the blood of Jesus, you would wash your hands in it, and you would say, by the blood, I receive my marriage. By the blood, I receive, but you have to have your mind on that you are getting married. So you would do it those 2 days, by the blood, and you would take your ring finger and you will anoint it with the blood. The second thing you would do is you will write your full name and you will cross out your last name, and below it you will write any negative thing, any bondage connected to my family's last name. I break it by the blood of Jesus. So what you will do is you will stand on it and you will repeat that as you are washing your hands. So this will be a second time you will wash your hands. You will say, by the blood of Jesus, I disconnect myself from any negative thing in my family, anything stopping me from getting married. The last thing is twice a week or 3 times a week, I need you to get crackers also. So it'll be like the body. For Jesus, he broke the currency. He broke the protocol of currency because Peter was fighting with the tax man. And Jesus said, go fishing, for you will find money in the mouth of the fish. So what I want you to do is you will get bread like body and you will get the grape juice. And you will take the body of Jesus and you will say Jesus 7 times. You will shout Jesus 7 times. Then you will break it. But before you break it, you will say, I'm breaking the protocol of finances. I'm breaking the protocol of money. You will say whatever you are trying to get. You will say, I'm breaking the protocol of marriage. And then you will eat it. You will take the blood and you will hold it up and you will shout Jesus 7 times. And you say, as I drink this, as I drink the blood of Jesus, I command whatever I speak to happen. I command my marriage to come in Jesus' name. I want you to do this. And you will see that things will begin to take place. And for your brother, don't worry. I prayed for him for it. Everything will be fine with him. But if you have questions about anything, just message me. You know, I am going to Ghana today, so just message me and I will see it. God bless you.